Q Tech Records. DJ
949. Paul Productions.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's T-Don. Productions.
He's got some voice.
Absolutely, he's great.
Paul Productions.
Hey, everybody. It is T-Don. How are you? How was your weekend? Do you remember it? Yes, I know it's Thursday and we're heading into another weekend. What's nice about having these podcasts on Thursday is I can say that it's almost time for the weekend again. We used to have them on Wednesdays and now we have them on Thursdays. Maybe we should have them on Fridays. So if we have them on Fridays, yeah, power up for the weekend. Like, what are you doing for the weekend? You know what I mean? What am I doing for the weekend? Did you ask me that? No, I don't know if you asked me or not, but I'll tell you what I'm doing for the weekend. I'm going to have the little guy over, which is going to be nice. We're going to spend some time together, and then we're going to head over to my mom's house so he can see his great-grandma, and so that'll be nice. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure my whole weekend will be just filled with that. Plenty of things to do there. But I enjoy that. It's been a few weeks since I've actually had a chance to see him. I see him a lot. And I have other grandkids too, but that one, my little guy there, he's my pal. We're best buds. He's going to be 11 here pretty soon. And we just, we get along so well. And he's just my little guy. And I'm really happy to be with him when I am. And they actually surprised me over the weekend on Sunday. So I was just like, whoa, what? You're here? But it was so nice to be able to see them. I've seen both my grandkids then. And so it was just nice. I have to say, I didn't see them for a while, especially the other one. So anyway, what have you been doing? How has your world been? What's been rocking in your world? Has your world been great? Has it been so-so? What's been going on? Tell me all about it. You know I like to hear about it. Don't be silent. Tell me what's up. Tell me what's up. What's up? What's up? Oh, my goodness. So I debated on what I was going to talk about today. I do want to talk about one topic that's pretty close to me right now called setbacks. You ever have that? Setbacks in your life. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. And to talk about the song I'm going to present today, it's actually an old song. Many of you have heard it. It was a beginning song of mine a long time ago. So we're going to talk about that song and not really so much talk about it, but why I'm playing that song. And I don't know, that's pretty much it. I'll tell you why I'm not really so much into what I need to do today. You'll hear about that here shortly. but yeah, so let's just start off with setbacks. I'm sure you've had setbacks before. And they really make you think. I wonder if setbacks are made in life to make you think, or God's way of saying, hey, you know what, T-Don? You better slow down. Stop it already. I'm going to give you something to slow you down. What about for you? You ever feel that way where you have that setback and it's just like, okay, am I ever going to get out of this? How's this going to work? Well, you all know that those of you who listen to my podcast all the time, I couldn't make it for the podcast last time around. I'm so sorry. Every time that happens, I'm like, oh man, it's got to be a way to figure this out. But when I do this during my work time, which I probably should change it, as I've talked about many times, it really messes up everything else, you know. So if I've got a hard week, which last week was very, very difficult, then it puts everything else, you know, out of whack pretty much. So, you know, there's a setback that I can't be with you guys on that given Thursday. And I have to send out a message that I can't be here with you. Sometimes you guys like that. I've heard from some of you like, oh, good. Well, then I'll get to hear one that I didn't hear before. You know, so that's good. But for most part, you know, I like to be here with you. And yeah, so it's just been really crazy. But I had a interesting setback. So most of you guys know I've told you these stories about how my body cannot stand foreign things. So I get the shot and the shot drives me nuts, you know, for the COVID. So I can't get that anymore. I've had numerous things that irritate my body, and my body just goes in a tizzy. It's just like, okay, you cannot deal with this. This is not, my body is not supposed to be, not supposed to have this in me. It sets me back. So you might be saying, well, what the heck set you back? Well, I was outside taking some photo shots of my husband working on the sprinkler system. And I'm out there. I got my tank top on, you know, a pair of pants, of course. I would hope so. And, you know, my hands are exposed. I don't have any gloves on. There should be no reason to wear gloves, right? Well, in my world, I think there's a reason to wear everything. So let me tell you. So I'm out there taking pictures, and all of a sudden, I don't know if you guys have these little tiny black flies. They're like really, really, really tiny black flies, and they bite. Now, I've gotten bit by these black flies before, and yeah, I do get some reactions from them. But I got bit on the hand, and therefore, it blew up my hand, meaning my I had an allergic reaction to it. Not the full-blown allergic reaction, but an allergic reaction that consumed my whole hand. I still have the problem right now. Not as bad. So I know it's going down, so there's no need to go to the doctor for it. But my hand, I'm looking at it right now, it looks like it has Botox. You know, I'm like, wow. So I've got one hand that looks old, you know, my age. And then I got one hand that looks like it's 20 years difference because it's still puffy. But yeah, so it really caused a setback for me, kind of a setback for this podcast. It's like, I don't know what I'm going to do this time, but I know I need to be with you guys. And so it set me back. I'm just thinking, my daughter tells me it's on Sunday that this all happens. And I know I got bit. I didn't really take it into consideration what was going to happen. I just thought it should be fine, just be a bite. And that's it. The day progresses. And she's like, oh, you should take some Benadryl. And I'm like, no, I should be okay. And later on, because I told her, oh my gosh, my hand's really starting to hurt now. And she says, should take some Benadryl. No, you know, one of those things where you just don't listen and you should listen. You got that that little knock on the side of the head where knock, hey, you should be listening to what I'm saying. So I did. And the next day I wake up and my hand is just so bloated. It's like, it feels like my skin is going to break apart, honestly. And I was getting a little worried about it, but you know, I've had these kind of things happen before, like bee stings. Now I know that bee stings, I don't get the great big full-blown allergic reaction, but you can imagine if you get bit on a leg, it's going to be, or at least if I get bit on a leg, it's going to be from the knee to the foot where it's going to happen, you know, where how big the area is going to be. That's just what happens to me. So I called off work that day. It was Monday, and because I just couldn't take it. I was like, I need to drug myself up. I'm not really keen on taking medication, but it was necessary because when I woke up that morning, I looked at my heart rate too, and I said, oh, okay, there's something going on here. Not only is this bothering my skin and that, but it's also bothering my heart rate. And not anything bad. I mean, my heart rate's pretty good anyway, but it was more than what I would normally have when I get up out of bed. And so I was like, okay, you better do something about this. So I started sucking down the Benadryl and putting stuff on my hand, to some cortisone and that kind of stuff to bring it down. Ice, baby. That's for sure. I slept and slept and slept and slept. woke up the next morning and I was like, oh my gosh, it's still here. I started thinking about all of this. I started thinking about setbacks. And I was like, you know, every once in a while I get these setbacks. I have been doing very, very well for months and months and months. And now, of course, work has been different, you know, but I started thinking about, you know, this is stuff that happens to yourself, you know. Setbacks. Why are they happening? Why do they happen to us? And when these setbacks, I'm not talking about a day. I'm talking about, you know, days. What do we do during those setbacks? You know what? I find myself that when these things happen, I think about these setbacks of they're a lesson to ourselves. Slow down. Hang on there. You know what I mean? I've been going on a very fast train for the last several weeks. Super, super fast. I mean, a speeding bullet train. And all of a sudden, whoosh, stupid little fly, little teensy little fly that bites, bit me on the hand and said, guess what? Your life's going to change for a few days. And I always think about that. Do you ever think about your setbacks? What do they do for you? And what are you doing in the process? Are you changing your thought? Are you changing your mind of how you want to roll out of this once you're done? What will you do differently? Well, I'll tell you, for me, what I'll do differently is I think I'm going to go outside with, you know, like this great big long coat or so I don't know what, gloves all over. I don't know how I'm going to do this. For the longest time, I was starting to be afraid of bees because of what the results are. You know, I'm not afraid of bees per se. I like bees, but I don't like the results when I get bit. So now these little flies, you don't always see them all the time. And they're out in the morning when I like to be out in the morning in the garden. And they're out in the evening when I like to be out in the evening in the garden. So I will have to watch and I will be in fear because heaven forbid this happens to my face. Though, like I said, I'm looking at my hands right now and one hand looks older than the other. So it's like I've been Botoxed by a fly. But I don't want that to happen to my face. Anyway, so as I was thinking about these setbacks, what can I do to change? How can I change my life? What can I do that's different? I don't know why I think that. And I was thinking about all the sleep that I got and how much better I feel. I mean, those Benadryls do make me tired. I can pull through them most of the time, but if I let it do what it's supposed to do, oh my gosh, it's like when I fall asleep, I feel so cozy because it allowed me to fall asleep without thinking of all the things that I'm doing. And I just thought, you know what? This is a good thing that happened, even though I didn't want it to happen. It slowed me down. So what I want to say about setbacks is sometimes we have to look at these setbacks and say, hey, maybe there was a purpose for this setback. Maybe I really did need to slow down. I am so behind on schedule on everything right now, unfortunately. I am. I mean, I can't do a lot of typing right now, and I work, you know, so it's very difficult. I have to think about typing with one hand or not keeping my hand up in the air to, you know, when you're typing on a computer. So I am very slow. And I just stopped taking the Benadryl. Does it sound like it? I'm kind of stuttering a little bit. But I've stopped taking that because I know it's not good for you. But when you have something like that, I need the antihistamine to kick in. But I stopped taking that, but I was taking it during work too. And I just felt myself wanting to fall asleep, you know, while working and all that kind of fun stuff. I didn't, but I just, you know, felt like I wanted to. But where I'm going with this is just, it gave me time to sit and think. I did, what was nice is I did draw some. You could draw with one hand. Luckily, it was my right hand that got bit because I'm left-handed. So I was able to do that. It just, again, one of those things that you need to think about. What are these setbacks and what are they doing to you? What can you do differently when you come out of them? We think about the COVID times when, we still have COVID times, but when it was really bad, what did you do? What did you do that was different? Remember me telling you about, I did education. I learned a lot. Boy, did I learn a lot. I took that and ran with it. It's kind of the same thing I do with my setbacks. I run with it. I am like, okay, I just need to slow down, think about this, and well, pray to God that I get out of it. And what am I going to do different? Thank God I'm out, you know? And literally I am thanking God because it got to a point where I was getting a little worried. It started crawling. I call that when a rash starts crawling, when it's supposed to stop at a certain spot, and it started crawling. And I'm like, okay, don't crawl up too far. I know that I've got a more of a problem, but I'm all good. Just dealing with trying to get it completely gone. But anyway, I want you to think about that. Think about the things that have set you back in your life. You might have been mad about it. It might have upset you. But how did you get to that spot? Were you going too fast anyway? In your fast lane? How'd that happen? Don't let that setback go too far where there is no return. Thank goodness there's a return for me. You know, I'm pretty healthy and all those kind of things. So obviously that helped out too. Had I had other complications and stuff, then this might be a bad thing. But all of them all combine together. And so start thinking about that kind of stuff as you go through your hard times in life. And what kind of lesson are you going to learn? I always think about that when I'm going through setbacks. Maybe I don't think about it as soon as I'd like to think about it. And then I always compare myself to situations. My mother sent me a video the other day about a child who had no arms. It was so sad, but cute at the same time, because there's this guy who creates Lego arms that really work. And the little boy was so excited to get a Lego arm. And it really worked for him. He was able to pick that stuff up with the Lego arm. And I told myself, you stupid idiot, meaning me, feeling so sorry for myself for a stupid bug bite, when you got a child who can't pick up things because they have no arms. This person had no arms and was so excited to get a Lego arm that really isn't a toy. It really works. And it's that kind of stuff that I look at and I think about the situation that I'm in. And I thank God that that's not my situation. And how would I even handle that situation? I think we're given the situations that we can handle, even though we think that we can't. And so that's what I really want to say to you. Think about your setbacks. Think about what they're doing to you and what kind of lesson you will learn from this. No, I'm not all giddy and all that today for this particular podcast. Sorry. It's just something I wanted to convey to you and talk to you about. So that is the reason why I decided to play Beautiful Birds. Beautiful Birds was from a long time ago, and so I'm going to play that right now, and then we'll come back.
Thank you.
All right. So those of you who've never heard Beautiful Birds be like, oh, that's a really nice song. Those of you who've heard it probably still say it's a really nice song. That song lives on forever. And you know what's the funniest thing? I don't advertise it. That's strange. I don't hardly advertise that song. And I really should. It has two different videos out there. It's had, two other artists who created music for that. I mean, meaning I created the song, they heard it and they're like, oh my gosh, I want to play the guitar to this. And then another one said, I want to play the guitar to this. Two different, completely different artists were touched by this song and wanted to, you know, make it their own. And I don't really talk about that song that much. Makes me think that I should really start moving on that song. And so why do you think I might be talking about that song right now? Tick tock, tick tock. You're probably like, I have absolutely no clue. I don't even know what you're talking about right now. You need to get off the mic. So the reason why I'm saying this, because this song was my starter, but it was also my setback song. Like what? Yeah. So this song started my career. It did. And this song was a song that was signed. But there were so many setbacks with this song. One, well, it put me into the instrumental category, which was great. But I didn't know that was the category I really wanted to be in. You know, I wanted to be a singer, but then at that time I didn't sing. And the song, as I said, was signed, and I did not receive my money for that song. And so therefore, I felt like I wasn't moving forward. I spent all my time on this song, and it didn't go anywhere. It did, but it didn't, if that makes any sense. Happy to get it signed, blah, 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 blah. You got those vultures out there that you have to worry about. But yeah, so it was one of those songs that was a setback song. But really, as we look at the whole picture, it was a song that started my whole career. On top of me coming out and singing Mental Breakdown. But this song really started a lot of adventures for me. And it's a song that I had to sit and think about in regards to, you know, where do I want to go with this? And where do I want to end with this song? It's an absolutely beautiful song. I can somewhat recreate it today, somewhat. But it was a song that stamped itself in the time that it was. And honest to God, I don't remember when that was. It seems like I want to say 2003. You might be wondering, am I still on drugs right now? I can't even speak. I'm not. I think it was 2003, but it might have been later than that. I could be cutting myself short on that particular one. But again, it was one of those songs that started my career. It was one of those songs that I said, do I want to keep on doing my career? It was one of those songs, do I really want to be an instrumentalist? It was one of those songs that I thought was going to go far and did not go far. It was just one of those songs that started everything. So when I think about my setbacks, I think, what does this setback do for me? What is it going to do for me later? What can I tell others about my bite on my hand? Well, be careful, right? You might be allergic to it. But what I can tell others about it is, hey, did you know that you can put baking soda and water on it and that will help your bite go down? It does help. Or, hey, did you know you can take an antihistamine for it and that will help? Some people don't know that. I actually talked about that during work one time, and a person said, oh, I didn't know you can do that. I didn't know that's what that was for, Benadryl. Yeah, you can do that. So maybe it's to help me talk to other people about these kind of things. But maybe it's for me to talk to other people about just setbacks in general. And to think that your setbacks may not be as bad as you think they really are. when I told you about that little child who did not have arms, when I thought, oh my gosh, my hand's going to blow up. My skin's going to fall off. Actually, one of the things that I did say to my daughter, I said, crap, my hand's going to look really old when this is over with. And I thought, that was a stupid thing to say. Funny at the time, but a stupid thing to say because I still have a hand and I'm still here. Yeah, could be funny from time to time because I usually am. But I was just thinking, you know, that was dumb. She's probably thinking, Mom, you're alive. You didn't have to be rushed to the hospital. You don't have all these things that, you know, maybe someone else might have a problem with. They get bit by a fly or whatever it might be. I was able to take care of this on my own. So, again, it all kind of rolls back to, what do you think about during your setbacks? Try not to think about them being so negative. I enjoyed actually being able to sleep. I felt so good to just sleep. I laid in bed all day. I'd wake up. I would look at my tablet for a few minutes. That's about all I could handle. Maybe doodle a little bit, you know, draw something, and then I'm out. It was so cozy to just fall asleep. It felt so good. And so it makes me think, maybe I really do need to get some more sleep because I feel better that way. So anyway, that's really what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I spent a lot of time jabbing with you or jabbering with you or whatever you want to call it. And probably not as much time being funny and giddy, but understand I'm not really in that kind of mood right now. Because I am getting over something and I'm trying to, you know, figure out what my next steps are as I start delivering more of this music out there, which needs to be done, and the videos and stuff like that too. But do note, I am here. Some of you have been wondering, where have I been? Well, there you go. It's been between work and these, you know, the bite and that. So I've had some setbacks. But do look forward to what will come out of these setbacks, because I know for me, my energy even gets even more powerful as soon as I come out of them. I don't look to get out of this one until another few more days. Then I should be good to go until the next setback. And hopefully it's a setback that, you know, I could handle, which I said most of our setbacks are. All right, I am done with this. I do need to get back to work, and I hope that you take some time to think about that. And maybe you're like, ooh, yeah, this really was a good conversation to think about what you're going to do moving forward from your setbacks. Don't let them set you too far back that there is no return. Move forward and go on to something else. All right, this is T. Dawn. I'm going to leave you at that one for right now. And we'll come back and talk the next time here for the podcast. And I should have some things for you, hopefully. And that's what I'm going to say for now. All right, everybody. Thank you again so much for being who you are. And thank you for giving me so much inspiration as I move forward through these setbacks, as you move through forward with setbacks, with the music that I can provide for you or any other music. But I am very delighted to hear that some of you turn my music on to help you with your setbacks. Inspire to inspire. Love it. All right, this is T. Dawn. I'm going to click. Honest to God, I don't think I can click with my other hand. So I'm going to click on one hand. I usually do both hand clickers, but I can't do it. They won't meet together. Sorry. So it's going to be one hand click. All right. So you ready? One, two, three. That feels so weak. You guys have a most wonderful rest of your day. And I will talk to you in another podcast. This is T. Dawn. I'm over and out of here.